This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. Before the break, we heard about Granite Orpheus, an experimental film project that is set to wrap up shooting in Concord this month. Since its inception, Granite Orpheus has pulled in an eclectic mix of notable New Hampshire collaborators, including the magician Andrew Pernard, Saad Hindal, he's an Iraqi artist living in Concord, local bard Brian Waldron, and Seacoast painter and filmmaker Simon Harling. Also working on the film is the set designer, Chloe Barcelo. NHPR Sean Hurley caught up with Chloe to talk about designing something else entirely, a tiny house on wheels.
Chloe Barcelo and Brandon Batchelder work together in the movie industry, a team of sorts. Chloe designs sets and Brandon builds them. But work is hard to find, and every new job means a move to a new place. For months at a time, they live in hotel rooms. For a year, they live in a 20 by 20 shed. All the while, and since the moment they met, they've talked about building a house together. They don't know exactly where, but they know exactly what. A treehouse.
I know with Brandon, it'll be made really well, but it'll be really messy.
Oh, thanks. Word of the day.
Last year, they were hired to work on Amy in a Cage, an independent film shooting in Boston. A windfall of sorts. A big, well-paying job for both of them. It was then that a new pre-treehouse dream began to take shape, of a tiny house on wheels.
It was the first time that we would ever have any sort of chunk of money as opposed to like scrounging from paycheck to paycheck. And we also would have materials because we knew we were going to build Amy in a Cage out of 2x4s that would end up going into a dumpster.
And so, last summer, with a chunk of money and 700 2x4s recycled from the movie set, Brandon and Chloe posted a curious request on Craigslist. Hideously smitten couple needs temporary build site for charming, innovative, tiny home contraption. Gerhard and Lynn Bloom in Hampton responded to the ad, and in September of 2014, the hideously smitten couple parked a somewhat hideous trailer in the Bloom's backyard and began to design a 300-square-foot house on wheels.
He made, like 3D models with styrofoam at first to like prove that it would actually work. And then he went on to make renderings on Google SketchUp.
Many, many, many renderings.
Yeah. I think our first inspirations were Tudor homes.
But a sharply pitched Tudor roof, they soon realized, would create a lot of unlivable space.
So I kind of went back to the drawing board and just looked for something that would inspire me. And I came across steamer trunks, and there was something really beautiful and elegant about the shape, and that kind of drew me to gypsy caravans. So then we started drawing inspiration from ships, and it started to look like an old stagecoach.
They began to build in the fall, and when winter came,
we were able to borrow a kerosene heater from Gerhard and put a huge tarp over the whole thing. But even still, it was like, it was a constant battle. The winds were constantly tearing the tarps off, and
we really like went stir crazy, but we were out here almost every single day in the winter. With a propane heater, cold, hungry, cold. It was really cold.
We're still cold.
Yeah.
We really are.
Still cold, but nearly a year later.
We're like really close to being finished, but not quite finished. It's like sort of feels like a never-ending list of tasks that we have to finish before we can move in.
It's like a carrot on a stick.
You're yeah.
Like, so close.
I think our motto for building this thing, too, has been, I didn't think it was going to take that long. Yeah. And it's been for literally every single thing that we've made.
With its wooden ship's wheel and system of roof-raising pulleys, their black and gold gypsy caravan slash ship slash train slash steampunk steamer trunk would look perfectly natural pulling up to Hogwarts.
On the inside, it was sort of been like a little bit of a surprise, like, you almost expected, I think, to be dark and sort of mysterious on the inside as well, but I kind of wanted it to look like a jewelry box or like a Fabergé egg. You walk in and it's bright and airy and unexpected a little.
Above the blue front door they salvaged from an old restaurant is a blank space that will one day be printed with the name of their little house.
He wants to call it the Millennial Falcon, but that's not going to happen.
So. I call it the ship a lot, or ship house. I heard a kid call it a ship house. That was pretty cool.
For obvious reasons, Chloe says that's also not going to happen.
We don't intend to live in it for the rest of our lives either. Like some people that build tiny homes, they do it as like a retirement option or something. But this is like a two year plan for us. We eventually want to do like a treehouse hybrid. That was sort of when we met, that's what we started talking about way before this ever came into the picture.
We don't know where we want to settle down, but we know we want to someday build a house, our dream house. So this is an opportunity for us to kind of go around the country and sample different places and get a feel for it. I think the main concern is just to be around nature and good coffee. Mm-hmm. If we can find that balance, I don't really care where we are.
Yeah.
It takes about an hour to convert the house from travel mode to living mode. Using the ship's wheel and the system of pulleys, the roof is raised from 12 to 15 feet.
Babe, do you just want to peek around and just make sure everything is working?
And once the windows are installed and the pop-out walls pushed into position,
you're surrounded by everything that you made. It's like you built a fort and you're staying in it.
In the next month or so, Brandon Batchelder and Chloe Barcelo will hitch their trailer house to a truck and pull it out of the Bloom's backyard.
The plan is to sort of find work and go to it and just to keep doing that and keep seeing the country and keep working.
It will take them to their next job, hopefully near good coffee, and eventually, someday, into the neighborhood of an agreeable tree. For word of mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.
Little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, all the same. There's a green...
And you can see photos of Chloe and Brandon's homemade mobile home at wordofmouthradio.org.